Good evening. It is Thursday. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Thank you for joining us on 1320 WILS. On today's show, plans to eliminate the personal property tax for businesses are moving ahead, but now the Senate Fiscal Agency coming out with an analysis of just how much it's going to cost. Their chief economist will join us to discuss that. And the Michigan Association of Home Builders today coming out with its latest Michigan Housing Index. We'll find out just how things are looking during this uncertain housing market. But first, the debate over the use of millage money in Lansing getting ratcheted up yesterday as the mayor's office responding to calls for using the funding exclusively on increasing the number of Lansing police officers introduced a proposal that would add 12 more positions to the department while requiring $1 million of concessions from the police union. To get reaction, I'm joined by Tom Krug, executive director of the Fraternal Order of Police, Capital City Lodge number 141. Tom, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
I'm glad to be on.
Now, I know the proposal was unexpected for you, but tell me, do you have any kind of a personal relationship with the mayor? Have you two had informal conversations about public safety here in Lansing?
We've had conversations with the mayor, I mean, through the millage campaigns and on other issues, but we had not had any talks about any concessions. And in fact, we found out after the news found out yesterday, getting a copy of a news release that was forwarded from the news. But we have had no talks with him on this issue at all.
Now, the proposal is actually a two-part proposal. One is to bring in two officers by putting in place 26 furlough days for the 15 non-emergency police employees. But then there's the second half, which is bringing 10 more officers with this $1 million of concessions. Do you support at least the first part of that idea?
Well, the millage was meant to bring police and fire officers back. I know how the millage was worded, and I know it was vague, but I think the vast majority of the citizens, and I know all of the officers, and I worked on that campaign, it was meant to bring back bodies. From what I understand, with the current millage money available in July, 9 officers could be returned to the rolls using the millage money. That would be include 2 that would come back if the mayor didn't take money from the millage to put towards a building and do another study. So there's 9 officers back. And the mayor also told me, interestingly, that he had an additional $400,000 of city funds that he had available that he could use to help on this endeavor on this new building. Well, since the building is on hold, we would also argue that that $400,000 could bring back 4 more officers. And now we're up to 13 officers coming back.
Well, let's talk about the number of officers then. When you look at the current staffing levels and the mayor's original idea of bringing back 7 officers, is that enough? Is there any evidence that we really need more at this time?
You know, when we got down to an all-time low in our officers was when we had the layoffs. The union's position is, at the very least, to have adequate public safety and officers on the street, we need to bring back all the officers that were laid off. That doesn't include the officers that we lost through attrition through the years. And at the time of the layoff, the Lansing Police Department was at its lowest staffing level in anybody's history. So, again, we need to return the officers that were laid off, and if we get to that point, it appears that that may be an adequate point to hold on unless things change in the city.
Is there any clear evidence, though, that public safety here in the city has really been degraded?
Well, yeah, there is. I listened with interest the other day when the mayor and the police chief said crime was down. And interestingly, I looked at the Michigan State Police website today and found that violent crimes in the city of Lansing are up 6%. Since 2006. They have an interesting graph in that showing a drastic increase in violent crime. And that same statistics from the state police show that though there was a low property crime rate in 2009, one of the lowest in years, that in 2010 it took off again and rose 7.5% in 1 year. And again, property crimes are on the rise. I don't know where the mayor got his statistics, but I'm looking at what is put out by the state police. in the FBI, and I guess I would trust their statistics way more than the mayor's.
Okay, let's look at the mayor's idea of having it one consolidated police headquarters. Do you, first of all, agree with that general premise that we do need to have a single location so we're not paying rent on facilities?
Eventually, the city needs a new police building. That's been kicked around for years. But eventually it needs a new police building with the courts attached and everybody in one location. But in today's economy, it appears not to be the time to do it. There are other options on getting everyone in one building without paying rent. One of those would be move everybody back downtown. Years ago, when it was a larger police department, they all fit into City Hall. In the end of this, end of May, a whole floor, the fifth floor of Lansing Police Department, is going to be vacant as the 911 operators move into the new 911 center. So if you don't want to pay rent, move them back downtown.
Are you saying you don't support either of the plans, the potential of the old National Guard Armory being one location or the current North Precinct building?
At this point, we think the best thing we'd do would be move them downtown.
I'm talking to Tom Krug, executive director of the local Fraternal Order of Police here in Lansing. What do you think the mayor's motivation then is to proceed with plans right now for a consolidated police headquarters?
I have no idea. I mean, it doesn't make fiscal sense at this time. And I know that he's been going around saying how much it costs for a police officer, well over $100,000. That is not true. I mean, he's been at the union because we won't give him concessions. We gave him concessions, almost $1 million in concessions in health care and increased pension cost 2 years ago when we ratified our contract. I find it kind of funny that the mayor says he doesn't understand how our benefits got here when he signed the agreement. I guess he should read them before he signs them, but his name's at the bottom of that agreement. And now says he doesn't know anything about it.
Well, what about the fact, though, that the benefit costs are so high now? The city is now paying more than $12 million annually on police, health care, and pension costs. That's expected to go up by more than $1 million the next fiscal year. The mayor's office points out that these escalating costs are really the key issue, and they need to be considered. Do you agree?
That pension cost has been there for the years. Interestingly, a couple of times in years past, the city didn't put money into the pension fund, thought the pension fund was solvent enough, and they used money for other purposes, and now it's underfunded, and now they blame the employees. Our employees have been paying towards that pension fund. They pay 8.5% of their salary every week into that pension fund and have been doing so for years. So we have been contributing and are going to continue to contribute to the pension fund.
So this proposal of $1 million of concessions to hire 10 more police officers, do you think it's meant to expose the union's real commitment to bringing in more police officers?
I think this is pure politics. The mayor wants the union to be the bad guy and not bringing back and hiring more officers. And even if all those officers came back, what's going to happen a year from now? Who's going to pay for them then? Will we be laying off a year from now? It does not seem prudent to follow the mayor's plan. We can bring back 13 officers this summer using the millage funds and the other money this mayor said that he had available. And at this time, let's do that for a year, see where we're at, and move forward.
I want to get your reaction to this plan that's been ongoing now to build this consolidated police station. If this fiscal year budget does pass, it'll mean over $1 million spent on those plans. Simply to study the project and consider the cost that would be involved, how closely have you been tracking that entire process yourself?
I mean, we've watched that as the years have went by, and where two or three chiefs have looked at it, and at least a couple of mayors. Again, I think eventually the city of Lansing needs a new police department. They probably need a new city hall. But this isn't the time to do that. Sometimes municipalities study things just to be studying things. And when one of the council persons mentioned that we'd spent almost $1 million, I had not totaled it up, but it's a shocking amount. We spent $1 million studying something and we haven't bought a brick yet. I think the time for studying should be on hold. They have options, but in today's economy, I don't see that building a building right now is the way to go.
So, where Tom, where do you think we're going to go from here? It's the mayor has said that basically the city council is, quote, dancing the tune of the FOP. He said this here on WILS yesterday in the morning. I mean, is he right that the city council's opposition is in fact in line with your position, and how do you see it being resolved finally?
Well, I mean, I don't think I think that makes a good soundbite. The city councils are puppets. I wish I had known that. I'd try to get something out of them, but that's not the case. I mean, we talk to city council. We talk to all of the city council. But again, we have not had closed-door meetings in secret someplace to come up with some plan between the FOP and the city council. The mayor and the city council are the ones that need to run the city and to come up with their budget. And I've talked to the mayor and told him that we couldn't support using millage money for the building. I told the same thing to city council. I told the mayor before I went public with it, which is a little different than the way he does things, but at least I told him that we could not support him on that. And I think us not supporting him on that and not politically endorsing him over the years, it appears that this is just kind of getting to a payback kind of situation. But we're here, and we're going to stay here, and the Lansing Police Department and officers will be here when there's a new mayor.
One last thing, Police Chief Szymanski, how has she been involved in these discussions, and what kind of relationships do you have with her in terms of dealing with these disagreements you have with the mayor?
Well, I deal with the chief on several levels, and I like the chief, and she works well with the Fraternal Order of Police. But the budget monies, the precincts, and how we're going to spend costs, I think she has little control over. It comes from the mayor's office. But as far as our relationship with the chief from the union, I consider it a very good relationship.
Tom Krug, Executive Director of the Fraternal Order of Police, Capital City Lodge number 141. Tom, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Anytime, and I look forward to talking with you again.
And I'll be right back, but first, send us some feedback. Our email address, ccrecap@gmail.com. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.